Wausau is already home to 4,000 Hmong, the second largest Hmong population in the state. Most of them arrived from refugee camps in Thailand in the late 1980s and early 90s. This new wave arriving this summer include many who were born in the Thai camps and have relatives in Wausau. Jason Cram is the supervisor of Lutheran Social Services in Wausau, one of the groups who will help in the resettlement process.
Families here are identifying family members who live there who they'd like to bring over to the United States. Upon their arrival, then, what LSS will be doing is case managing the individuals to make sure that they're linked with the necessary services.
Those services include housing, job training, and English language classes. Wausau already has Hmong bilingual staff and trained ESL teachers working in the schools. School officials in the area say enrollment has been declining, so they welcome the new influx of young people because they'll bring more state funding. Cram says they expect 50 to 60 families with an average of 5 children each. Sue Levy directs the State Refugee Services Office. She says agencies in a dozen other counties are also gearing up for the new wave of Hmong immigrants. She says finding them jobs will be the biggest challenge.
I think it's going to be a tough issue. I think what we expect is that people will go into entry-level jobs as quickly as possible, and that we'll then have to keep working with them on language training and other skill training so that they can move up. And we're just going to work to get them jobs as quickly as possible.
As many as 2,500 Hmong are expected to arrive from Thailand over the next several months. Most will be going to the Milwaukee and Sheboygan areas. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.